All right, welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at this book. This book will make you dangerous. And I think this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit about it before the show, and it seems like there's a lot of really good stuff in here about, you know, kind of breaking free of the expectations that society puts on us.
That's
and
correct.
Really finding your own path.
I love it.
So yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the most powerful takeaways from this book is this idea of like ditching those pre-written societal scripts, you know?
Okay.
It's like we're all given these blueprints for how our lives should look, you know, go to school, get a good job, get married, have kids.
Yeah.
But the book challenges us to question that. Like, who wrote those scripts anyway?
Exactly. It's like we're sleepwalking through life following someone else's plan.
Right.
And we don't even realize it.
Right. And so the book is really all about waking up and taking control. It's about defining your own values, your own goals, your own version of success.
I like that. So how do we even begin to figure out what those things are? Like, how do we untangle ourselves from these scripts that we've been living by for so long?
Well, that's where the real work begins. It takes some serious self-reflection.
Yeah.
You know, it's about asking yourself some tough questions like, what are the things I feel pressured to do that don't actually resonate with me?
Right.
Where do I feel that sense of should? And then on the flip side, what truly excites me? What makes me feel alive?
Yeah.
If I could design my ideal life from scratch, what would it look like?
Well, I love that. It's like giving yourself permission to dream big without any limitations.
Okay.
And it makes you realize that maybe those shoulds are actually holding you back.
Exactly. So let's say you do that exercise, you figure out those deep down values and dreams.
Okay.
But then, you know, fear creeps in, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where the book's take on fear comes in. And it's pretty powerful, I think, because it reframes fear not as an enemy to be avoided, but as a compass. It's like fear is actually pointing you towards growth. It's telling you, hey, this is something that matters to you.
Right.
So if you're feeling scared, it means you're stepping outside of that comfortable little box.
And that's a good thing, even though it might not feel like it at the time.
Exactly. And the book suggests some tools to help you navigate that fear. You know, things like journaling, visualization, or even just talking to a trusted friend.
Mm-hmm.
Help you understand, okay, what's the root of this fear?
Uh-huh.
And how can I take those first steps, even if they're shaky, to move through it?
It's funny because, you know, when you talk about that fear of taking those first steps,
yeah,
I immediately think about there was a part of the book that I was reading about this woman who was just terrified of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, debilitatingly terrified.
Oh, wow.
And she finally just said, you know what? I'm going to join Toastmasters. I'm going to just...
More for her.
I'm just going to force myself to do it. And she said the first couple of times, she was shaking. Her voice was trembling. She thought she was going to pass out.
Oh, I bet.
But something shifted.
Mm.
After a while,
right,
she started to feel more confident. She found her voice.
Yeah.
She even started to enjoy it.
That's awesome. That's so inspiring.
And that's, I think, what the book is trying to tell us, right? Like, we have to push past that initial discomfort.
Absolutely. And that leads us to another really cool concept in the book, which is unleashing your inner warrior.
Okay. When I first saw that, I have to admit, I got a little nervous. I was like, warrior, what does that mean? Do I have to, like, wear armor?
Right. It sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, exactly. So what does it actually mean to be a warrior in everyday life?
Well, it's not about physical combat, thankfully.
Okay, good.
It's more about cultivating that inner strength, that proactiveness, that courage.
Mm-hmm.
It's about taking ownership of your choices, your actions, and facing challenges head on instead of letting them control you.
So it's about, like, not being a passive bystander in your own life.
Yeah, exactly. It's about taking the reins and driving toward your goals.
I like that.
Yeah.
So how can someone tap into that warrior energy in like real life situations? Let's say you're feeling stuck at work.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not happy. You feel like you're not being challenged.
Instead of just complaining or waiting for things to magically change.
Right.
What if you proposed a new initiative?
Okay.
What if you volunteered for a challenging project? That's warrior energy in action.
It's about being proactive and taking control. Right.
Exactly. Even small actions can make a huge difference in how you feel.
Like speaking up in a meeting when you usually stay silent.
Yes.
Or, you know, finally enrolling in that online course you've been putting off.
Perfect examples. And each small act like that, it builds your confidence, builds momentum. You start to see yourself as someone who takes action and makes things happen.
I love that. But, okay, you can have all the warrior spirit in the world, right?
Yeah.
But if you're letting your emotions run wild,
Yeah.
it's going to be hard to actually make progress.
That's so true.
That's where emotional intelligence comes in, I think.
Absolutely. It's like you can have the best intentions, the greatest goals, but if you're constantly getting hijacked by your emotions,
Right.
it's tough to stay on track.
So, how does the book define emotional intelligence? What
Yeah.
does it actually look like in practice?
Well, the book describes it as the ability to, first of all, just recognize your emotions,
Okay.
to be aware of what you're feeling in the moment,
Right.
and then to understand what triggers those emotions. Like, what are the situations or people or thoughts that tend to push your buttons? And then, most importantly, to develop healthy ways to cope with those emotions.
Okay, so it's not about suppressing your emotions.
No, not at all. It's about learning to navigate them skillfully
Right.
so that they don't control you.
It's like being the captain of your own emotional ship.
Exactly. You're steering the ship, not getting tossed around by the waves.
Makes sense. Are there specific techniques that people can use to build that kind of emotional resilience?
Well, the book suggests several practices. Mindfulness is a big one.
Right.
Just learning to be present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Right.
And deep breathing exercises can be really helpful too, just to calm your nervous system. And journaling can be a powerful tool to process emotions, to get them out of your head and onto paper.
I like that. It's almost like you're giving your emotions a place to go instead of letting them bounce around inside you.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the power of your tribe.
Ah, yes, the Build Your Tribe chapter.
Yeah.
Because, let's be real, we all need support.
We're not meant to do this alone.
Having that network of people who get you, who encourage you, who celebrate your wins and pick you up when you fall, that's invaluable.
It really is. And the book talks about the importance of finding your people, you
Not
know,
right.
people who share your values, who inspire you to be your best self.
It's like surrounding yourself with a team of cheerleaders, right?
Exactly. People who are there to remind you of your awesomeness when you forget and to challenge you to grow.
It makes me think of like musicians in a band. They feed off each other's energy, they inspire each other, and they create something amazing together that they couldn't do alone.
Perfect analogy. And that sense of belonging, of connection, it's not just good for achieving goals, it's crucial for our overall well-being.
And speaking of well-being, the book doesn't shy away from the importance of taking care of yourself, right?
Oh, no, it really emphasizes that. It makes it clear that physical and mental well-being are foundational. Like, you can't build a strong, empowered life on a shaky foundation.
Right. It's like trying to build a house on sand.
Exactly. You need that solid ground.
So, what are some of the key well-being practices that the book highlights?
Well, it covers all the basics, you know,
Okay.
regular exercise, good nutrition, quality sleep. These are non-negotiables for feeling your best.
Makes sense. But it also encourages things like mindfulness, spending time in nature, just really connecting with yourself and finding those things that bring you joy and peace.
Exactly. And I love how the book reframes self-care.
Oh, how so?
It's not selfish, it's essential.
Right.
It's about showing up as your best self for yourself and for everyone else in your life.
So we've talked about rewriting our stories, conquering our fears, unleashing our inner warriors, mastering our emotions, building our tribe, prioritizing well-being. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
Ah, the final piece. Never stop learning.
Oh, of course. Continuous growth and learning.
Absolutely. The book emphasizes the importance of staying curious, seeking new knowledge and experiences, and constantly adapting to a changing
I
world.
like the world is moving so fast these days. If you're not constantly learning and evolving, you're going to get left behind.
Right. So, what's one area you've been wanting to explore further?
Maybe learn a new language or pick up a new skill
Hmm.
or dive deeper into a subject that fascinates you.
Whatever it is, make that commitment to yourself to keep learning and growing.
I think that's such a great message to end on. It's like the journey never really ends. There's always something new to discover, something new to learn.
Exactly. And that's what makes life so exciting.
So, for everyone listening, I hope this deep dive has inspired you to embrace the unknown, to challenge yourself, to never settle for a life that feels less than, well, dangerous in the best possible way.
Yes. Dangerous in the best way.
Until next time, keep diving deep.